Stepping back from today's lineup, the thread that runs through nearly everything we covered is dependency and trust. Who do you trust to keep your infrastructure available? GitHub's outage. Who do you trust in your build chain? The ArrayRef malware. Who do you trust to run code on your browser without asking? AliExpress. Who do you trust when a model says it reasoned its way to an answer? These are different domains with different technical specifics, but they're all versions of the same question about what we've handed over and what we've gotten in return.
The historical stories reinforce that. NeXT surviving on CIA money, Japan's Tron project killed by US trade pressure, both remind you that the technology platforms we take for granted were shaped by geopolitical forces that had nothing to do with technical merit. The best operating system doesn't automatically win. The best company doesn't automatically survive. Context matters in ways that pure technical analysis misses.
The CIA and NeXT story is one I want to come back to in a future episode with more depth, because the implications for how we understand the Mac OS lineage, and by extension the iPhone, which runs a derivative of that same Unix kernel, are significant. The software that runs the most widely used smartphone in the world has intelligence community money in its genealogy. That's not a conspiracy, it's just history that hasn't gotten enough sunlight.
Quick time capsule moment before we close. Back in May, we mentioned something about Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. We need to own that one. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, surrounded by Russia, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, and Iran. Ukraine has no naval access to it, and no such strikes occurred. Wherever that claim came from, it wasn't based in operational reality, and we should have caught it. The lesson: geography is not optional, even in a fast-moving news cycle. Especially then.
Appreciating that transparency, and it's a good reminder that our job is to add rigor, not just velocity.
On the forward-looking side, the Rust supply chain story is going to develop. The cargo ecosystem will likely see serious proposals around build time sandboxing and publisher verification in the coming weeks. Watch for RFCs and community discussions. The GitHub postmortems, work ahead, framing similarly signals announcements about architectural changes. Pay attention to what they actually commit to versus what they gesture at.
And everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. The GitHub outage thread alone is worth an hour of your time. The depth of infrastructure knowledge in those 608 comments is genuinely remarkable. If any of today's stories caught your interest, the linked articles and the comment threads are where the real detail lives. We're giving you the frame, the community fills it in.
This podcast exists because of two tools that make it operationally possible. Perplexity handles our real-time topic discovery and research, finding what's actually trending and providing the context we need to discuss it. Claude Code handles script generation and production automation. Both of those tools are doing work that would otherwise require a much larger team, and we're genuinely grateful for what they make possible. Not an ad, just honest attribution.
If you want coverage of geopolitics, markets, and world events beyond the tech community, check out IntelliJix Daily News, our companion show that covers the broader current events landscape. The worlds overlap more than you'd think.
We'll be back Monday with whatever the Hacker News community surfaces over the weekend. It's always something.
Have a good one.